This is a fee that we have implemented by state law in the past and taken advantage of, and it's a user fee. It applies to civil cases in the district courts. And previously, for the last 2 years, this fee has been $5, and the legislature saw that because of the limited amount of civil cases that are held, that the amount of money to be able to recover the older archival records, and these are records that we hope to be able to revitalize, if you will, and some of them are on onion paper, some of them go back to the beginning of Brazos County, and in fact, had a book the other day that was it was just amazing, the penmanship that was used years ago and what all was entailed with a file back in the earlier times before, actually even before the turn of the century. But it was, a file would consist of maybe one or two pages in a very large book. Now our files are volumes and volumes thick that require us to, in fact, the legislature also said that we're going to start electronically filing all documents in civil cases, and I feel very confident that the electronic filing of the criminal cases will be coming pretty close in the near future. So, but back to this $10, it is a user fee. It is a fee that I have asked the Commissioner's Court to set aside and collect the fee until we can get enough money in this account and that we can probably go out for an outside vendor to come in because of the chemical process and the recreating of these documents to be able to save them both electronically and to save them from their own destruction takes quite a bit of time and effort. So we're wanting to make sure that once we get enough money to be able to go out for an RFP, then we'll be able to ask Commissioner's Court to consider that. And once we get these archived and once we get these preserved, then, of course, the fee will go away. And so that is, in a nutshell, what we're trying to accomplish. And if I can answer any other questions, I'll be more than happy to.
Any idea how many pages or volumes, or how do you quantify what you have that needs to be converted?
Well, to quantify what is being converted is very simple, in that the state has the archival records that you have to file with the Texas State Library. And once you have your plan in place, then it has a schedule of what is supposed to be archived, and everything before 1960 or anything that is historically valuable is required to be saved and retained by the county. Now, the flip side of that is that if we keep everything forever, then we'll never have enough buildings to be able to house all of the amount of paper to bring, to be able to house and have them in a storage facility. So what we're doing is we are trying to electronically store all of the documents that not only what we currently have, and if you haven't had a chance to go on our website, my website is justiceweb.co.brazos.tx.us. And that website because I believe in open government. That is one that has been created to allow the general public to see all of the files that are currently being considered both civil and criminal. And those files can be accessed, copied, or whatever the case may be at any time. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to ensure that we preserve as best we can all of the documents that are historical and provide those in a way to where that people have access to them. Because the records that we're referencing, the ones that we'll start with in the beginning, is going to be the ones that the oil from your skin has acid in it that can deteriorate the paper as well. And even everything from humidity to sunlight, those ultraviolet rays are very harmful to the documents as well. So we're looking forward to being able to get that project underway, but we have to, and what I believe is prudent is that we have the funds available before we go out for contract, because again, that that would require taxpayer money for us to be able to get that archived. And that's the reason I think we have the fee, is so that we can utilize it as a user fee on the civil cases and create the documents that the law allows us to create.
Do you know so far how much has been collected and spent and what the projected cost is going to be to get everything done that you need to?
We collect annually about $7,000 a year. So that tells you that, you know, that we don't have that much money coming in. And this process, according to the vendors that I have talked to, is relatively expensive. We have collected a little over $14,000 to date. And because, again, the legislature's only allowed us to collect it for 2 years, this will not go into effect until January 1 of 2014. So your normal everyday person in Brazos County is not going to see any type of increase in fee, but it's applicable to civil cases, and it's going from $5 to $10. And the amount that we have collected so far in the past 2 years is about $14,000, and we collect about $7,000 a year, and it becomes effective January 1, 2014.
So someone who is really interested in saving $5 on filing a civil proceeding has until the end of the year to save $5.
That's exactly right. If there's a mass rush down here to have people come and file civil cases to save that $5, then I'll stay open late for them. I'll promise you that.
Anything to add to that particular account? This is great as far as the archival process, because even if you don't have court business, this is just great history.
It is great history, and a lot of people really enjoy knowing and what has happened in the past and reading about the interesting cases that happened years and years ago from, there really is a lot of interesting reading that you can talk about what people owned back then, because, you know, back in the 1920s and 30s, the people that owned, the horses and the cattle and the things that was important back then, even the terminology that they used back then, the incident happened in a saloon, or that there was some sort of house of ill repute, or owning slaves. These all are in the historical preserved documents that I'm talking about. And there's so many of even our children, me being 54 years old, our children don't even watch TV shows now that have any of those scenes in them, much less to even know that some of them possibly could have been real. So it is very significant. The main purpose for this fee is to preserve the documents that are deteriorating by themselves, and we are trying to preserve those documents so that the history of Brazos County and the state of Texas can be preserved for future use, and people can see from whence we came and where, so that we'll know where we're supposed to go.
What's the oldest documents that you're aware of that's on Justice Web now?
We have provided the information that we have been able to capture back to the 1950 mark is when we cut off, because if that was whenever we had not been able to capture the documents before that on a format that is not in paper form. So us handling those multiple times will cause more deterioration. So what we're hoping to do is try to stop the deterioration process as best we can between now and when we're able to get a contract. We'll be able to preserve them in the best possible shape that they're in. The main thing was being able to get them in a environmentally controlled environment to reduce the amount of mold, mildew, and moisture that they soak up. And as you well know, paper soaks that up 24 hours a day. So we're very thankful that we have those in that facility now, located in the administration building here in Brazos County. And those documents are, they're at the best they're going to be for a long period of time, because we've taken those proactive steps.